Paul Robeson, one of the greatest of all time. So, you know, they work with him to file a petition entitled We Charge Genocide with the United Nations in 1949. It didn't go through, but they were trying to say, hey, this is happening.
And he's saying there many, many, many times in Moscow.
Yeah. 1960s and 70s Black Panther movement. But my question is, right, and similar to what you were talking about with Namibia, people will always try to colonize or try to attempt to come in. And this is a very weak part. And this is what I said, you know, America's hypocrisy will be her undoing. Mm-hmm. It's not Black people's fault that America say we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and then enslave people.
Yeah.
It's not Black people's fault.
That ain't on us.
No. And, you know, that at the end of the day, you know, if you are a person who subscribes to being white in America, you're subscribing to a system that was in place to denigrate and destroy people, you're participating in the destruction of America, I believe, mm-hmm. right? And so Russia's watching. And during the 2016 election, while everyone's like Trump, who you referenced lynching today as, you know, being something that he's being strung up, you know, like really? And people gave him a history lesson. And again, the Clay Kane show today was brilliant.
Brilliant.
And unpacking that and why this president is so not just willful. I think he did that on purpose.
Oh, I don't think
he's ignorant. I think he used those words because he's trying to diminish something.
Yeah.
Much the way we talked yesterday about Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you can erase people's actual experiences in history, then you get to go on and tell the story that you want. But it's not true.
Yeah. When you disrespect our history, you literally try to erase us.
We're not here for it.